Well, it's actually called the Summer Work Travel Program. So it pretty much says what it is. It's for the summer, and they travel, and they can also work while they're here, and they are college students who are actively enrolled in a college in a foreign country, and they're allowed to get a J-1 visa, and they can experience our culture, meet Americans, practice their language skills, and work if they'd like to. And so it's one part of the J-1 program, which has many different options, but we did hear that the J-1 programs in general are being looked at very heavily for elimination.
Talk about the impact of the J-1 visa students. Quite a few of them come to the Cape and are employed here each summer.
For years, this is a program that's been available and has become very popular in more and more countries. This is actually a program of our U.S. Department of State, and it's really been designed, and its origins were to build bridges and build understanding among other countries in the United States and to try to build relationships and friends over time. So that's the main thrust of the program, but it's not necessarily designed as a work program.
But there is an economic impact, too. Congressman Keating came out with a statement in support of keeping this program alive, saying that a lot of local businesses do rely on it as there is a worker shortage.
That's true. And I did a quick calculation because we know last year on the Cape and Islands, there were about 4,600 J-1 visa students here. And that represents about 31% of our peak season workforce. So if suddenly 31% of our summer employees were just not available, that would absolutely have an economic impact. And what we do know is the folks that can work in the summer allow that business to make the money that they need to survive in a 12-month cycle. So the thing that's most concerning is that we hear that this decision could be made as early as September. And our season's very, very strong right through Columbus Day, and even a lot of business goes right to New Year's Eve. So to suddenly lose a potential workforce would be devastating.
And this program is not funded by taxpayers, right?
No, I mean, it's essentially the student pays for their visa and pays for their travel into the country. But I think that the concern at the White House is, are folks that are coming here for summer work, are they taking a job away from an American?
What kinds of things can you do then? What are you doing now? Have you reached out to the Trump administration?
Yes, definitely. We communicated with the White House. We have communicated with the Secretary of Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, and we believe that they would be somewhat more sympathetic to the economic impact of some of these decisions. If there was a rapid reduction in workforce, that would have an equal impact on the bottom line of local businesses. So we're trying to get that message across, and we're trying to tell the real stories of employers who have great stories about the kids that have come to work with them, live with them for the summer, the work that they do, how much they're appreciated. We understand the White House may be able to make unilateral decisions, which is we're talking heavily with Congress. Are there no public forums on this? Is this the law? So we're doing some fact-finding as well as the storytelling.
Wendy Northcross of the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce, thanks so much for talking with us.
Take care.